BBC News. The former mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, has qualified for the Democratic presidential debate in Nevada State tomorrow. It's the first time the billionaire will appear on stage alongside his rivals. His inclusion coincides with a substantial surge in his support. President Trump has commuted the 14-year prison sentence of a former governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich. Mr. Trump also announced presidential pardons for Bernard Kerik, a former New York police commissioner convicted of tax fraud, and Michael Milken, a fraudulent investment banker. President Putin has formally dismissed one of his closest advisers, Vladislav Surkov. A secretive strategist, Mr. Surkov, is said to have played a key role in shaping Mr. Putin's Russia. The BBC Moscow correspondent says his departure might herald a softening of Russia's approach towards the conflict in Ukraine. The main political rival of President Ashraf Ghani of Afghanistan has announced he's setting up a rival administration. The move by Dr. Abdullah Abdullah coincides with a key stage in efforts to secure a peace deal with the militant Taliban movement. The United States has blacklisted a subsidiary of the Russian state oil company Rosneft in order to tighten financial restrictions in Venezuela. Analysts say Rosneft has been providing a lifeline to Venezuela, whose own refineries no longer function effectively. The Turkish authorities have issued a fresh detention order against Osman Kavala, a wealthy businessman and civil society activist, hours after he was unexpectedly acquitted of trying to overthrow the government. The judge in the trial of Harvey Weinstein has given legal instructions to the members of the jury before they begin deliberating the verdict. The former film producer denies charges of rape and sexual assault. BBC News.